Good morning, everybody. I am United States Attorney Zachary Myers for the Southern District of Indiana, and I am here this morning joined by Assistant Special Agent in Charge of the Drug Enforcement Agency, Michael Gannon, Sheriff Dave Wedding of Vandenberg County, Prosecutor Nick Herman of Vandenberg County, Supervisory Senior Resident Agent Joseph McDonald of the FBI, Sergeant Todd Ringel of Indiana State Police, and Deputy Chief Stephanie Cox of Evansville Police Department. We're here this morning to announce two federal indictments that have been unsealed and that 29 of the 30 members of a multi-state methamphetamine and fentanyl trafficking ring have been arrested and are currently in the process of federal prosecution. The charges against these 30 men and women coming from three different states include a number of federal crimes such as conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine, conspiracy to distribute fentanyl, illegal possession of firearms by people who have been convicted of felony offenses, as well as robberies. Now, according to the charges and court documents, the trafficking organization was led by Julian Green of Indianapolis, and that he and his organization allegedly distributed large quantities of methamphetamine as well as fentanyl here in central and southern Indiana and some surrounding jurisdictions. Now, Mr. Green is alleged to have supplied several of his co-defendants, including Jeremy Smith and Nicholas Cabrera of Florida, as well as Joshua Wilson of Evansville, with methamphetamine that they in turn facilitated the trafficking of here in southern Indiana, in central Indiana, and in some of the surrounding areas. Now, the charges here reflect an ongoing federal, state, and local law enforcement investigation, and the charges carry significant federal penalties. If individuals are convicted of conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine and fentanyl, they're subject to a minimum of 10 years up to lifetime in federal prison, for robbery, a maximum of 20 years in prison, and for illegally possessing firearms or ammunition, a maximum of 10 years in prison. These charges reflect the government's focus on the impact of these offenses in our communities. Methamphetamine and those who are dealing it while illegally armed, fentanyl, that as all of us in this community know, is a poison that can so easily kill even the innocent and uninvolved, and to engage in these crimes in an organized fashion and across multiple counties, multiple states, multiple federal districts is exactly why we need state, federal, and local law enforcement working together to bring this kind of investigation. It just wouldn't be possible without things like the Organized Crime and Drug Enforcement Task Force that has been part of leading this investigation, and the partnerships between the agencies that we've been able to build in the Southern District of Indiana have been critical to the kinds of cases that we're able to investigate, charge, and bring to successful resolution. This case in particular was the result of an investigation led by the DEA, as well as the U.S. Marshals Service, the Indianapolis Police Department, the Princeton, Indiana Police Department, the FBI, Vandenberg County Sheriff's Department, and Prosecutor's Office, and the Evansville Police Department, the Clay County Prosecuting Attorney, and the Gibson County Prosecuting Attorney, and the Warwick County Sheriff, Posey County Sheriff, Posey County Drug Task Force, Henderson, Kentucky Police Department, Owensboro, Kentucky Police Department, and the Indiana State Police all provided invaluable assistance in this investigation. And I think it goes to show that it takes coordinated effort, communication, and shared investigative resources to tackle this kind of complex and dangerous organization. Now, you'll hear shortly from Assistant Special Agent in Charge Gannon, as well as Sheriff Wedding, but I wanted to take just a moment to read Chief McGraw of the Princeton Police Department, when I was unable to be here, and wanted to pass along the message that on behalf of his department and the city of Princeton, Indiana, he wanted to personally thank the Drug Enforcement Administration and their officers involved for their dedication and hard work in this case, that without the partnership with the DEA, the level of enforcement against illegal narcotics would be drastically lower in Princeton, and the hours put into this investigation alone would not be possible without the partnership of all of the departments involved. As I mentioned, 29 of the 30 defendants have been arrested in these conspiracies, and you'll hear from Mr. Gannon from the DEA about the remaining individual who we will be asking for the community's assistance to help us, you know, locate and successfully arrest and safely bring into custody. And with all of that, I will pass it off to Mr. Gannon.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you. U.S. Attorney Myers, thank you for your outstanding remarks, and greatly appreciate you being here as the new U.S. Attorney, so thank you for your service. I'd also like to take a minute to thank all of you for coming here today. And before I get on a little bit with the case, it's very important for me to acknowledge, and I'm not going to go through every agency because it's already been done, and thank you for doing that so I don't have to do it. But guys and girls, I can't thank you enough for everything that you guys have done for us in this investigation and in the partnership we have, because we would never be able to stand up here today and announce how we indicted 30 people and have arrested 29 of them. And obviously, there's one gentleman that still has not been arrested. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to quickly display a photo of L.C. Moore, who's the remaining fugitive that's in this investigation. He's a black male, approximately 5'7", 240 pounds. And if you have any information about him, please contact the DEA Evansville office at 812-465-6457 or DEA Indianapolis at 571-362-4707, the remaining fugitive in the investigation. Before I get started, I'd also like to thank Assistant United States Attorney Lauren Wheatley for outstanding work overseeing this investigation with the DEA HIDTA Task Force and the many men and women who have participated in this case and the case agents. Thank you very much for an outstanding job. So it's really important for people to understand what's going on in the country right now with fentanyl and methamphetamine. Obviously, here in Indiana, in the past few years, we've had record seizures of methamphetamine, and we continue to have record seizures for fentanyl. In this investigation alone, we seized over 40 pounds of methamphetamine, we seized almost 30 guns, about $300,000 cash, and we seized about 3,700 fentanyl pills that were made to look like oxycodone M30 pills, counterfeit pills. And when you look what's going on in the country, the latest statistics, over 100,000 people a year are dying because of a drug overdose. In Vandenberg County alone, we're up to about 89 drug overdoses. Half of them are related to fentanyl. In Marion County, where this organization operated, in Marion County and in Vandenberg County, Marion County, we're up to about 640 drug overdoses and approximately 500 are fentanyl related. People have to understand, as a community, we can't accept this. Just 2 milligrams of fentanyl is considered a lethal dosage unit. We have some posters that are up here displayed, and I'd like to quickly walk over and just go over a little bit of graphics. So you look at the penny with Lincoln. Obviously, it just a few granulars of fentanyl would be enough to